Morning Watch, Day 4. Training on Joshua, Judges, and Ruth Review, Week 2. Related Verses. Message 10, Ruth's Choosing for Her Goal, Exercising Her Right, Seeking for Her Rest, and Receiving a Reward for God's Economy. Ruth 1, 8 and 9, 16 and 17, and verse 22. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Go and return, each of you, to your mother's house. May Jehovah deal kindly with you, just as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May Jehovah grant you to find rest, each of you in the house of your husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. Verse 16 and 17. But Ruth said, Do not entreat me to leave you and turn away from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you dwell, I will dwell, and your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. Jehovah do so to me, and more as well, if anything but death parts me from you. Verse 22. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned from the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. Ruth 3, 1 and 2. And Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, My daughter, I must seek some resting place for you, that it may go well with you. And now is not Boaz our relative, with whose young women you have been? Behold, he is winnowing the barley tonight at the threshing floor. Deuteronomy 12:9. For until now you have not come to the rest and to the inheritance that Jehovah your God is giving you. Matthew 11:28 and 29. Come to me, all who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Romans 7:4. So then, my brothers, you also have been made dead to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit to God. 2 Corinthians 11:2. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God, for I betrothed you to one husband, and to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. Ephesians 5:25-27. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him. Message 10. Ruth's choosing for her goal, exercising her right, seeking for her rest, and receiving a reward for God's economy. Ruth is an appendix to the book of Judges, contemporary with the first half of Judges. Judges is a book of Israel's miserable history, dark and stinking. Ruth is the record of a couple's excellent story, bright and aromatic. The main role in this story is like a lily growing out of brambles and a bright star in the dark night. Ruth chose the goal of participating with God's elect in the enjoyment of Christ, and she even became a top ancestor of Christ, who helped bring forth Christ into mankind. This was more than just a resolution on the part of the Moabite widow. It was a goal, a choosing. Ruth chose God and his kingdom for the carrying out of God's economy concerning Christ. Hallelujah for such a goal and for such a person choosing this goal. In all this, Ruth, as one who had returned to God from her heathen background, exercised her right to partake of the rich produce of the inheritance of God's elect. Ruth, a Moabitess, had come to the good land as a sojourner. According to her threefold status as a sojourner, a poor one, and a widow, she exercised her right to glean the harvest. Although she was poor, she never became a beggar. Her gleaning was not her begging, it was her right. The book of Ruth portrays the way, the position, the qualification, and the right of sinners to participate in Christ and to enjoy Christ. According to God's ordination, we have been qualified and positioned to claim our right to enjoy Christ. This means that today, we do not need to beg God to save us. We can go to God to claim His salvation for ourselves. We have the position, the qualification, and the right to claim salvation from God. This is the highest standard of receiving the gospel. Chapter 1 shows Ruth's choosing. Chapter 2 shows Ruth's exercising of her right. And chapter 3 shows Ruth seeking for her rest. We need to enjoy Christ to such an extent that we have rest. In order to have rest, we surely need a home. No place can give us as much rest as our home. In chapter 3, Naomi proposed and even pushed to gain a home for Ruth. The steps taken by Ruth correspond to our spiritual experience. Before we were saved, we all had our own taste and choice. Under the Lord's sovereign arrangement, we heard the gospel and made a resolution to become a believer of Christ. Our choice was to believe in Christ. By believing in the Lord Jesus, we were organically joined to Him. Now He is in us and we are in Him. With this intimate, organic union, we must begin to pursue Christ in order to gain, possess, experience, and enjoy Him. This is typified by Ruth's exercising of her right to gain and possess the produce of the good land. Just as Ruth had the right to enjoy the produce of the good land after coming into the land, so we have the right to enjoy Christ as our good land after believing in Him. Another aspect of Ruth's reward is that she became a crucial ancestor in the genealogy to bring in the royal house of David for the producing of Christ. This indicates that she had an all-inclusive and all-extensive gain with the position and capacity to bring Christ into the human race. She is thus a great link in the chain that is bringing Christ to every corner of the earth. We all are indebted to Ruth, for without her, Christ could not have reached us. For wherever we may be on earth, Christ has reached us through Ruth. The burden of this ministry is to produce Christ in the believers. This means that the goal of this ministry is not to teach you to be humble or merely to glorify God in your behavior. Rather, the goal of this ministry is to inject you with Christ, to impart Christ as an antibiotic to you. The more we receive such an injection, the more we will be able to sing, "Christ liveth in me, Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me." On the one hand, this injection of Christ will kill our old man. On the other hand, it will make us producers of Christ, those who minister Christ to others. Ruth not only became a crucial ancestor in the genealogy for the producing of Christ, but she also continued the line of the God-created humanity for the incarnation of Christ. The incarnation of Christ was a matter of His being brought out of eternity into time with His divinity. In a practical way, this needs to take place in our daily living. Every day of our Christian life should be a continuation of Christ's incarnation, with Christ being brought forth in order to be born into others through our ministering Christ to them. In order for this to happen, we all need to speak for Christ, to speak forth Christ, and even speak Christ to others. Ministering Christ in this way will surely change us.